race or disability, they experience. Today, there are tensions and conflicts between people and races in almost all regions of the world, exacerbated by socioeconomic inequalities. While international instrument addresses form of oppression arising from intersection of gender, race, or disability, the experiences of group at the intersection of other social categories are rarely recognized. While minority refugees have fled persecution due to their minority status, the impact of their situation on the right to preserve culture or religious identity is not recognized at the international level. Mr. Chair, if the international community fails to recognize the particular experience of minority refugees, it risks being complicit in their oppression. Moreover, the current practice not only has potentially negative consequences for minority refugee and host society, but could even undermine the United Nations' ability to achieve its overreaching goals. The ban on hijab in some European countries is a clear example of these offenses. It restricts the access of Muslim women and girls to school and universities, weakening their ability to find decent employment and affect their economic situation. We take this opportunity to draw to the negative impact of the hijab ban on the socioeconomic empowerment of Muslim minorities and call on this forum to recall the need to protect Muslim women. I thank you.